Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've decided I'm going to invest in trading cards and I'm going to make $1 million zillion.
Well, you might be a month or two too late.
Think so?
Well, we'll see. Let's welcome in Darren Revell, of course, former CNBC colleague of mine, most recently in Connecticut at ESPN, sort of one of the founding fathers of the sports business segment of journalism. Darren, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Darren.
What's up? Morning.
Morning. Yeah, the kids are off to school. You're clear?
Yeah, you hear it in my voice?
You sound relieved.
Or defeated.
I gave up.
You know, I want to have you on for a bunch of different things, and I appreciate you coming on the program, Darren. The first thing is I'm sort of baffled and mystified and enthralled by this trading card resurgence. I never thought this business would ever, outside of Honus Wagner or whatever, thought these things would be worth anything again. Can you just tell people who know nothing about this what the heck is going on?
So it's a long background. I'll try to be short. You know, obviously it was based in the fact that, you know, everyone's mother threw their cards out. That was the first kind of generation of things. And in 86, 87, 88, things kind of exploded. Kids such as myself would go to card shows, and it was what was thought to be potentially the height of the market. Things fizzled out in like 91, 92, came back in, I'd say the late 90s, thanks to card grading, eBay, and false scarcity, like companies doing one out of 25 or whatever. And it kind of was just kind of buzzing along. Every once in a while, you'd have a rookie that would explode and people would invest in it, until essentially COVID, where I think what happened was a longing for nostalgia, people actually cleaning up their houses, their parents' houses, seeing what they have, and the idea that, cards or memorabilia, I think for the first time, is an alternative asset class that, hey, you put $10,000 into the stock market and it's okay, and even people are encouraging, you know, hey, you put $10,000 in the cards. So, and the way it's manifested itself is, you know, you see some of these cards, like even a Mike Trout card from 8 years ago, selling for $3 million, because it's a one of one, because this false scarcity has gotten people excited. It's not only that, it's Pokemon. It just seems like, I think everyone just needs some excitement, and buying things gives you kind of the adrenaline rush, especially on eBay. But it's been insane, and now the question is, how much of it is real?
You know, I think part of the thing, too, is in this, the electronic age in which we live, in which everything is virtual, it's nice to have something that is actually concrete. It's actually a material possession. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Obviously, the fact that grading allows you to say, well, a 10 is a 10 is a 10 is a 10. You know, back in my day, it was the local card shop guy who would decide, whether it was mint or not. And yes, having material possessions, but it's also interesting that there are these companies like Rally, which is essentially, you know, you could buy a piece of a Honus Wagner that you will never touch. And people are buying these things too.
Oh.
Shares of, so some of it is not even about touching it, which is amazing. They're not getting anything other than to say they have a piece of it, and should someone offer a price for it, they would get some sort of dividend.
It does seem like there's a lot of people with money and not a lot to do in quarantine, and they have to do something with it. But, you know, I guess ultimately I want your opinion. I know part of it's sort of, I don't want you to talk against your own book or not, but I mean, a lot of these things, like $90,000 for some card of a basketball player right now, like, I don't see inherent value there, Darren. I mean, do you really think these investments are going to hold up?
So I think it depends on who's buying it. I do think that memorabilia, as someone who's been invested in it and never really completely stopped, I think that memorabilia is undervalued. I will say that whether these things hold up depends on who the buyer is. And I think with a lot of these, like a Luka Doncic or, you know, some of the really young guys where they're, you know, you could have gotten this card raw out of a pack for $20, you grade it for $20, and then got as high as 2,000, and now it's at 1,300. I think some of the buyers are kids who have paper Robin Hood profits, and you know, they're running that in parallel with maxing out their credit cards on memorabilia. And obviously, Brian, all those people are saying, "Well, I'm a long term hold kind of guy." But how can you be a long term hold kind of guy if there are other market factors, such as the stock market and other things, that will force you to sell? So I think some of it's real, and some of it is going to come down to earth.
Interesting. We're talking with Darren Revelle from the Action Network, formerly of ESPN and CNBC. We don't have a lot of time. I have a couple of quick questions. Ray, he sort of does what he loves, right? So he owns a lot of stuff, Darren does. Can you just share with us a couple of the cool things that are in your possession?
I think I have probably the best Martin Luther King autograph. I think that he's extremely undervalued, has always been. I don't know why that is, but, you know, I valued him. I have an incredible Jackie Robinson autograph. We have a, you know, the anniversary of the 1968 Olympics where the guys were raising the black gloves. I have what is the only ticket, at least right now, that has surfaced from being inside the stadium. It's a very fragile ticket.
That is cool.
Made out of wax paper. So essentially, if you didn't keep it, I mean, it's 52 years old. But I love history, and I love trying to. You just talked about, you know, a card and the scarcity of things, and I make sure a lot of my things are one of one, which means that I have to create the marketplace sometimes by saying how important it is and screaming it from the hilltops. But it also gives me comfort that I'm not the 8 millionth person that owns a card. So that's my investment philosophy. Try to get pieces where people literally look at it and lose their breath.
By the way, if you have a piece of a card that's worth, I mean, the card itself exists, but you just have a percentage, can you use that as collateral?
So that's a good question.
I don't know.
No, so you can't use that, but there are companies that will store cards for you. They'll store your cards, and normally they'll store them in states where there's no tax.
Right.
So that's a tax benefit to you. And if they store them, they are willing to give you, they keep up with the value. And you can sell 20% of it to them.
Okay.
But they have to have it in their possession. You can't have it, you know, in your house and sell a piece of it to them, obviously. Okay. So that's the key.
That's interesting.
If you want to take a money off the table, you can't actually have it with you and touch it.
Well, there you are.
Hey, real quick, we only have about a minute. Sports betting in America. What's the status of it? Are states like Connecticut that aren't doing it yet, or are they going to be left behind? Give us your quick 45-second synopsis of the state of play.
Yeah, so we have like 22 states that are legal, and you know, almost all of them are operational right now. I do believe there'll be 35 legal by the end of next year. When you look at Connecticut, you know, you obviously have the tribal issues, which is, you know, that's really the biggest obstacle going on in every state that it doesn't have it, whether it's North Dakota or California or Connecticut. They have their sovereign agreements, and sports betting threatens that if they're not looped in on it. And that's really, short of deals with tribes, I think Connecticut will be behind, but I think eventually everyone will turn around, and we will have close to all 50 states by 2023.
All right, Darren, go take a nap.
Thanks, Darren.
we love having you on. I appreciate it, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
Interesting, actually.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.